You are listening to Concert Blast.
Lawrence from Alexandria, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Charlie Lawrence from Alexandria, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Stephen Fazio from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Garrison Boyd from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. You are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Doug from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Jack Blades from Night Ranger, the Damn Yankees, and Chaw Blades, and you're listening to Concert Blast. Keep it up, dudes.
Hi, this is Kelly Kagi.
And Brad Gillis from Night Ranger.
And you're listening to Concert Blast.
Check it on out.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Tom Thompson
and Mike Arnold.
And we are here tonight to see a band I'm very much looking forward to, and that would be
Night Ranger. That's who's going to be here, man. We can't wait for them, can we, Mike?
I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I've listened to the recent live album, Live in Tokyo, by the way, guys. It's an excellent album.
Well, you're going to hear our interview. We talked about the fans in Japan and how different they are, too, and it is very, very, very great interview. So stick around. Let's that interview.
Yeah, we were talking to Brad and Kelly, but I tell you, very fun guys to talk to, man, and very openly conversational about a new album they got coming out. Our only regret is that Mr. Mike Arnold couldn't be with us. He was actually banging on the door and calling both of us during the middle of the interview. We said, that's Mike.
Just me.
Thanks a lot. Brian saw my name pop up on his cell phone. He says, I'm in the middle of a good conversation. How am I going to...
Sorry.
I said, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, yeah.
They got a good interview, I'm sure. But anyway, let's get ready for Night Ranger. Let's go out there and see who's out there in the crowds who are ready to talk to us. You ready, Tom?
Hey, man, I'm ready to talk to some people, man.
I'm out here. Thank you, yeah.
Brian's got his photo pass tonight. We all have Night Ranger passes, actually.
I can't remember the last time I had a laminate, man.
Yeah, we have.
I got more stickers stuck to the top of my desk than I can peel off with a razor blade.
Yeah. But tonight we have laminates from Night Ranger. Thank you, Night Ranger. Thank you, Terrence. Thank you, Nathan, for arranging all this.
And thank you, James, for your help getting back here, man.
Now, who is James?
James Blades. That would be Jack's son.
Very, very nice to us. You know, we really appreciate everything you did for us, and we plan on bringing you a great show.
All right, guys. Well, let's see who's out here in the crowd wants to talk to us.
Let's do it to it. We got to get out of the stairwell then.
Here we are back here at the meet and greet with all the Night Ranger fans. Y'all talk to me for a minute?
He will.
You will? Hey!
He looks like he's
down. What's your name?
I'm Garrison.
Garrison, where are you from?
I am from Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
So are we. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we were. We grew up. So, let me ask you, you got a Night Ranger t-shirt on. How old are you?
I am going to be 15 this year, this month. So.
And how much do you know about Night Ranger?
I know a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Name some of your favorite songs.
I'm a big Sister Christian fan. Yeah, Rockin' in America. Yeah.
All the hits.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
How'd you learn about Night Ranger?
My mom, actually.
Is this mom? How sweet that is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, y'all want to talk to us for a minute? What's your name? Where are you from, man?
My name's Wayne from Goodlandsville.
And who are you here to see tonight, man?
Night Ranger.
What's some of your favorite songs, man?
Sentimental Street, Sister Christian, Hello.
You're going to hear them all tonight, aren't you? Well, who are you here with? Is she shy or something? You can't be shy. Come on.
Man, she doesn't do interviews.
She don't do interviews. She's too popular, huh?
I'm on MySpace.
Thank you for talking to us.
That's right. Check out the show. Okay, hey, man, what's your name? Where are you from, man?
Doug. Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro. So what brings you here tonight, the Wild Horse?
We frequent the Wild Horse and my wife. Yeah, we enjoy coming here to all the shows.
We got a lot of shows on there from the Wild Horse, too.
We attend most of them.
You'll hear all of our podcasts from them, for sure.
Oh, great.
That's right. So what's some of your favorite Night Ranger songs?
My favorite would probably be Four in the Morning. Hers is Sing Me Away.
Oh, there you
get
go.
Get them all tonight.
Oh, yeah, we'll hear them all.
Yeah, that is definitely going to be a greatest hit show, for sure.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing them. It's been we saw them on the outfield back in 86 or 87.
That does go back. Memories.
Yeah, back maybe even Municipal
Auditorium. Municipal Auditorium.
Municipal Auditorium
that.
Back in the day.
Charlie
Daniels Volunteer Jams, all that stuff.
That was a place to see the shows back many years.
Absolutely.
Thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Okay.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Tracy Lawrence.
You don't look like Tracy Lawrence.
I am.
You're a lot prettier than Tracy Lawrence.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Charlie Lawrence from Alexandria, Tennessee.
Brother and
husband
sister,
and
right?
No.
Oh, husband and wife. Okay. So you're the one that gave her the name Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You get good reservations with that, too.
I bet you do.
Haven't got anything out of that yet.
Not yet.
Nothing.
You don't know how to take advantage of it. So, yeah, ready for Night Ranger?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's some of your favorite songs with Night Ranger?
Don't Start Thinking I'm Alone Tonight.
Come on, give
us Steel Rockin' America.
Oh. Does anybody know Steel Rockin' America? Who knows that song? Raise your hand. If you know Steel Rockin' America, we gotta sing it. Y'all ready? Come here. He's gonna lead us. Mr. Lawrence here is gonna lead us, right? Come here, Mr. Lawrence. Y'all ready? You can steal
Rockin' America all day, all night. You can steal Rockin' America.
Come on!
Yeah.
All right, everybody getting excited for the show?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Thank you, Lawrence, for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for leading everybody in the sing-along.
All right.
Hey, how y'all doing out here?
Great, how's it going?
Can I talk to you guys for a second?
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Kevin. I'm from Nashville.
Tim from Murfreesboro.
Lanny from Nashville.
Rich from Nashville.
Hey, everybody. What are y'all so excited about tonight or something?
We're here to see Night Ranger.
All right.
The 80s.
Have you ever seen Night Ranger before?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Where'd you see them?
I saw them here in Nashville three times in Nashville.
At the Miserable Auditorium?
Twice at the Miserable Auditorium and once at Starwood. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
I think I saw them in Oxford, Mississippi back in the 80s.
At school?
Uh-huh.
All right. Did you go to Ole Miss?
No, I was at a junior college in Mississippi and drove down.
Okay. Okay. Now, what's some of your favorite Night Ranger songs?
Four in the Morning, When You Close Your Eyes.
Yeah. Sing Me Away.
Sing Me Away.
Great
one. How about
one.
You?
I like the one you were singing.
Still Rocking America? I wasn't singing. Y'all were singing.
Absolutely.
I Need a Woman.
Oh, yeah.
They got to do that. Hey, that was our theme song in college.
I Need a Woman, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for all for talking to me.
Hey, thanks
a lot. Great. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just talked to several people back here at the backstage meet and greet. Actually, Jack Blades is over there signing autographs, taking pictures, and so are the rest of the guys in Night Ranger. A lot of people are excited, as you just heard. We're going to go back down front and get ready for the show. Sounds like Night Ranger's about to hit the stage here, Tom.
Yes, it does. The music just got a lot louder, so we're ready for them.
As you heard, everybody was excited about Night Ranger as they came in there and they rocked out this place with This Boy Wants to Rock. What they did in the middle of that song. You remember that? Or you were taking pictures.
That's right.
I don't know.
He was going all around.
They did Highway Star by Deep Purple in the middle
of
that song.
Oh, I heard that. I saw Kelly singing that. I said, was that a Deep Purple song? I'm shocked.
Yeah, and Kelly took the vocals on that. And then it went right into the next song with Kelly on the vocals again.
Sing Me Away. Oh, man, I love it, man. But she is a long ways away. And I won't.
Did a great job on the vocals on that, didn't he?
Kelly, I tell you what, man.
Nashville resident.
That's
Kelly.
Right,
that's
man.
Right.
You told me you thought he lived here now, but I didn't know until Jack said from the stage.
Well, we got a place to crash when we come into
town. That's right. Of course, you know, me and Brian's interview that you'll hear on the show with Kelly and with Brad.
We're not bragging.
Right, that's enough. This next song is what Jack walked up to the microphone and said, hey, we're having a new album out. And it's coming out in January, as you heard in the interview.
Yep, we did.
And it's called You're Gonna Have to Hear It From Me.
But I can tell you what, one thing that really stood out in that song is the dual lead guitars. I'm telling you what, well, man.
That's something Night Ranger's pretty much known for, is a dual lead.
Oh, it's just,
but everything's
great.
Everything's amazingly clean.
It really is.
So, and when you play clean, you gotta be hitting them notes, man.
Well, you can tell he played for over 25 years, man. They got it down.
Let's listen to what Jack said after the new song. I love what he says here.
By the way, that song you're going to hear from me, that was on the album, like I said. We got this album coming out called Holding the Sun. This is going to be out, I think, in January on VH1 Classic Records. And well, we got that new song out of the way because everybody goes, oh, man, not the new song. You mean to tell me I got to sit through the new song?
They're not going to play a bunch of new songs all night long.
You're not going to do them new songs, are you?
Let's play a bunch of
just to hear those songs, I got to sit through the new songs. Hey, I know that feeling, so we'll give you an older song.
And of course, you heard him announce the next song, Touch of Madness.
Touch of Madness.
course, you know, I think that's really what's got the crowd really getting into the music, because everybody's heard that song and they were ready to rock.
We want to also talk about who's all in this band, and we'll let Kelly and Jack introduce the band members.
Himself, Mr. Kelly Boom Boom Kenny!
Now, I didn't know Rev Beach was with them.
Tell you what, he's been around with some major bands too, man. I tell you, one of them's Winger. Let's add Ozzy Osbourne to that list.
Oh, man, I ain't going to keep adding on people. We could probably go on.
Yeah, but he's been with a lot of people.
And next song, keyboard player Christian kicked in the next song, Rumors in the Air.
Man, I love that song. I mean, that brought back memories, I mean, from the 80s. I mean, just a great song. What was nice about that, too, is they're really enjoying what they're doing. They're having a good time, you know, and that's what makes a show when you're out there having a good time.
I kind of like the fact that they weren't strictly regimented as to what they were going to do.
No.
They went off a little bit, having a little fun.
They were. So. They were having a good time out there, and then they broke into the next song called Seven Wishes.
They said that was a special request that they haven't done in a while. So
yeah, but they also said
the special request was by who?
By them,
the band.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool,
and they love playing that.
And that was really nice of them to fulfill their own request.
It definitely was.
This next thing that happened, a guy brought out a telephone on stage, and of course the keyboard player was making a sound, and it was ringing.
And
so he picked up the phone and he said, "Here's the way it went. I got a call from Michael J. Fox. They want him to write a song for a
new
movie.
Motion picture. Yep.
And called what?
The Secret of My Success. Okay.
And so he said, let's write a song, but what are we going to call it? And he said, why don't we call it
The Secret of My Success?
Stood out in that song is every band member was singing that song and it sounded like the record. It was great.
But they also said this was our Na-Na song.
Yes.
And then they went into a little medley of Na-Na songs.
You
and
know,
of course, Na-Na songs, what's the first thing you think about it?
Na-Na,
Na-Na,
Na-Na, hey, goodbye.
And they did that. And then they went into a Journey song. Na-Na, Na-Na, Na-Na.
You know, Jack goes, you get my point? Every band has a Na-Na song.
But the best Na-Na song ever has to be this one. And it went into Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Oh, man. Yeah. And everybody was saying Na-Na to that one.
Na-Na, 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 Hey Jude. Jude, 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 right into another song that he said we wrote with a couple of good buddies of his, Ted Nugent and Tommy Shaw.
Made my night, man.
So Brad walks to the edge of the stage and he starts picking out this riff.
And it rocked into coming in eight.
Little sister, it's a stage. She can't help it. She's coming.
Next song was introduced by the piano. Again, his name is Christian.
Christian,
yes. Which could throw you off if you didn't know.
And if you looked at him, you say, oh, that's a roadie, the way he was dressed.
Yeah, he's t-shirts, a blue jean, and a baseball cap.
You would think that. There's no doubt about it.
And he's this big, hulking guy, man. He's huge, man.
But he's getting into it, though, too.
And they went right into Sentimental Street.
And I wish I could.
I looked around and saw the girls just going, oh my gosh, they were just loving it.
What I liked about that was when Kelly and Christian was on the stage by themselves, and then the band disappeared.
Yeah.
And then they started doing it, and then the band slowly came out, and for the last half, they rocked it up.
Oh, they really did.
Filled it up.
Because Kelly wasn't sitting behind his drum kit. He was walking around with a headset, walking around the front of the stage singing, man.
Sure did. Now, I thought that was great. They really, really played that out well.
And speaking of playing out well, they went into another song where the keyboard slowly introduced it. The band kicked it in as they went into Eddie's Coming Out Tonight.
The show just kept going, and the hits were just coming left and right.
Jack mentioned that this next song was written by a guy by the name of Chuck Cannon, who's from these parts of the woods.
And of course, now we're talking about an acoustic set that they came out there with stools and sat on, mm-hmm. which I thought was very cool.
Christian was playing the bass at this time.
I tell you, I really liked it. That was very personal, kind of like sitting on your front porch, you know, just a bunch of friends gathered up, man.
They started this little acoustic set with Forever All Over Again.
Keep it changing her mind. In her clothes, she'd buy a one-way ticket that would bring her home, and she'd come back to me. She'd be more than just a memory. She'd come back to me, and we would fall in love forever.
Good. And then, of course, you know, here's Jack going, you know what? Here's another song that I wrote, I believe wrote with Tommy Shaw, that acoustic sound. Man, it was absolutely great. You know what? Kelly hit that note that Tommy would sing normally.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was great, man. It was a great surprise, too.
And, of course, the song was
High Enough.
Don't say goodbye. Say you're gonna stay forever.
I think Ted Nugent did write that song with him, too, so he mentioned that, too.
So we were looking around during High Enough to see if we could see some people excited and a group of people singing together.
We found a group. We did.
Tom and I walked over to the group, pulled the mic out to record their singing along with Night Ranger, and here's what that sounded like.
Can you dance? Can you take me home?
the great thing about it is more and more and more people started singing, gathering around that group.
It was the bigger party.
It was the bigger party. I'm telling you, it was great.
And, of course, I was protecting the table during the whole time.
Thank you, Brian.
He was watching our stuff.
You know, I look up and I saw Mike get up, and I wasn't paying attention. And I turned around, and Tom was gone. I said, "Where'd he go?"
I said, "Tom, follow me."
Yeah,
he didn't know where I was going either.
I didn't know what he was doing.
I was looking around, though. I found a group. So anyway, they were having a good time with
it. Oh, they were having a blast. They went into another acoustic song, which is Goodbye.
But it's hard leaving all this behind me now. Like a schoolboy so lost, never found him till now. And all this could be such a dream, so it seems I was never much good at goodbye.
Kelly sang this, and Jack was on the background vocals, and they switched slowly into the electric. And by the end of the song of Goodbye, everybody was in their electrics.
It was. You could slowly see that each time, by the minutes were going by, that they were going back to their instruments. It's very neat.
And then the keyboards faded again right into the next song called
Four in the Morning.
The place started rocking. After four,
really rocking.
It wasn't doing that prior to that.
Oh, I mean, really rocking.
Oh, okay, high gear, man.
Because they were doing high gear one after another, nonstop. They continued this right into a song called
When You Close Your Eyes, Do You Dream About Me?
Sing that song too, man.
Use the vocal, man. Use the vocal.
Yeah. And without stopping, they went into their last song of the night before their encore.
But don't tell me.
I won't.
Okay.
Don't tell me you love me. Because it scares me, man.
Oh, yeah. That would be scary if you told me that, Brian.
They said goodnight, and here's what it sounded like.
Songs I wasn't expecting to hear.
I know it.
When they pulled out Sentimental Street, it messed me up.
Right. I know it.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Kagan came back on stage.
Hey. Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be up here. So thank you so much.
So they came back on the encore. And then we found this group that we recorded with again. But this time they seemed to have like 10 people.
They had more. They were looking for at least two more songs.
And of course, they went into the big MTV hit.
Very
big. The hit that got them signature started and probably still paying off big time.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
None other than Sister Christian. Listen to the crowd sing this part.
Kelly was talking about, you know, him writing the song, and like you said earlier, it got him on the map. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, everybody was standing up. Everybody was singing. They were enjoying it. And then
two American flags come out.
Yes.
And they stuck them on each side of the upper stage. There's an upper stage and there's a lower stage. Big backdrop in the background.
Very cool looking.
And they rock right into
You Can Still Rock in America.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I love how Jack gets everybody singing.
He really does. And I'll tell you one thing, too, that I thought was cool about it is after the song, he's like, okay, Nashville, Kelly lives in Nashville now, and we're just going to have to come back more often.
Make it an annual event.
That's right.
Because we all got a place to crash anyway, man.
That's what he said, man. So, I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was a lot of energy. I mean, it was rocking. So let's get to the blast scale.
Okay, Tom, all what right. do you think? You got the mic?
I do have the mic. You know what? This was a band that me and Brian had talked about earlier that, you know, we're going, you know what? This guy's been around 25 so years, and we haven't seen them before. We're excited about this show. We're excited about the interview we had. We were excited about seeing this band. We knew they were a good rocking band. The thing I like the most is the energy that they had. They were having fun. It just really made the crowd into the show. It built up, it built up, it built up. The vocals were great. The musicianship, I love the dual lead guitars. I mean, they knocked it out. I mean, they really did. Kelly's and Jack's voice is still great. I mean, I was very impressed there. They had a great set list. I'm going to rate this show a 9.6.
Tell you what, this show was a lot better than I expected. I love the two-tier stage. I love how Jack was so energetic, hopping around. His left knee's going to go out on him one day, I'm telling you. He raises that knee and leg all over. I love the vocals. I love the harmonies. I love the guitar playing. I would have to give this a 9.5. I really liked it a lot, and I will definitely see Night Ranger again, and I would suggest everybody to do the same.
I tell you what, I'm going to give it a 9.5 up front.
Whoa.
You know, I ain't going to wait till the end. I tell you, everything was wonderful. And I got to tell you, I've never seen Night Ranger, period. Been together, like you said, 25 years. Ain't seen them. Was very much looking forward, and they did not disappoint at all. Energy level, musicianship, everything was just wonderful. I mean, Jack, man, I was just enthralled by your performance, man. And the rest of you guys, Kelly, Brad, everybody else, couldn't have been better, man. I really enjoyed myself. It was well worth it coming here tonight, and that's pretty much it for me.
Now, as I was stuck in the backstage area, Tom and Brian got to go inside the backstage area before I got there.
But we were thinking about you the whole time. When my phone rang, I was thinking about you. I turned you off, but I was thinking about you.
We were thinking about you, but you know what? I know 5 minutes you could go back in time. You'd love to get that 5 minutes back, because Mike, you would have been with us, wouldn't you?
If you'd have just drove breaking the speed limit all the way, you'd have made it.
Or if I didn't stop, give me something to eat.
Or if you didn't forget your laminate, too.
Let's listen to Tom and Brian as they talk to a couple of guys from Night Ranger, Brad Gillis and Kelly Keggy.
Tom Thompson.
Brad Gillis.
Hey, Brad, nice to meet you, man.
Hi, Brian. Nice to meet you.
Tell the fans your name and then a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Kelly Kagi, the drummer and one of the lead singers in the band Night Ranger.
He sang Sister Christian.
Yeah, wrote the song and wrote some other songs too. Brad, and this is Brad Gillis.
Brad Gillis, play lead guitar and been in this band since the last millennium.
Well, that was my next question, actually, is what has kept this band going?
Caffeine.
That always helps, doesn't it? Tell us what kind of show we can expect tonight.
We're an all-American rock and roll band, so it's going to be really high energy. You know, Night Ranger's been together for 25 years, and we've always put on a great show. We're always really excited to play.
Because that's what I was going to ask you specifically, because I'm a Night Ranger novice. I've heard you guys for years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I've never seen you guys. I was wondering what we're going to expect.
Yeah. What's kind of cool also is we got some new blood in the band. We got Christian Cole on a new keyboard player, and we got Red Beach from Winger on guitar. So
wow, I love Winger.
Yeah, definitely. So it's kind of fresh energy. And, you know, since we only do 20 or 30 shows a year and mainly weekends, we're always fresh. This is the only run we're doing like 3 shows in 1 week. But I tell you, man, we had a day off. We got up early today. We did TV here in Nashville. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're all excited about it.
So is there no specific tour dates? Is this just an in-and-out date for you?
No, we're getting close to the end of it. But, you know, we started like in June in Japan. We did a tour of Japan. We came back. We started doing dates throughout the summer. And we're just finishing up like this, you know, slew of dates that we booked last year.
And we got a bunch of new dates coming in January. So we'll probably take off through the holidays and then start fresh with releasing the new album, Hole in the Sun, and then following up with probably 15, 20 dates.
Now, is this a studio album?
Yeah, some albums. Brand new material.
Cool deal.
New stuff, yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody's had their own projects, but you always guys seem to come back together.
Yeah, we stay together. It's cool. You know, we all got solo albums, and everybody does side projects. But, you know, we are a spring and summer touring band, and it looks like now we're going to be a winter touring band. So during those off months, Kelly just finished a solo record released all over the world. And, you know, I'm trying to finish a solo record now, and I'm producing a young girl named Grace Lear. And we're doing the Night Ranger. We just, our last show in Japan, we recorded live with Red Beach and Christian Cullen on keyboard. So we're mixing that and having that out, putting that out here pretty soon in Japan, hopefully everywhere else. So we're just keeping busy, man. Just doing whatever we have, you know, musically, whatever we can do.
Also, Jack Blades and Tommy Shaw put out a solo album called Influences, which are some great covers of 60s and 70s tunes. So that's been out there, too. And it's going to be on the same label as A Hole in the Sun, VH1 Classic Records.
What is the big difference? You're so popular in Japan. What is the difference between, like, American audience compared to a Japan audience?
I mean, they speak a different language.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that they're just as enthusiastic. They're really excited about, you know, the music and our show.
They love American bands.
Yeah, they do. They love American rock and roll, and that's what we are. You know?
And they like hard rock, too. They
really?
Like Sharpland, where,
you
know, the alternative is taken over here with radio and everything. Over there, man, they're not into alternative. They like rock and roll.
Because we've talked to different artists and, of course, like you guys played all over the world. They say different audiences show their appreciation in different ways.
That's true.
I'll tell you how they're different in Japan.
Go ahead.
It's like in Japan, they're really polite, man. You'll finish the song, they'll go, ah! Then they stop.
Then
and the first time it happened to us, we're like, whoa, dead air, dead air.
Yeah, what do we do now?
Start the song.
Yeah, please, hurry up.
They're polite. They're trying to, you know, be quiet so we can start the next song.
Plus, they're really interested in what you have to say, and they want to watch and see everything and hear everything, so they stop applauding right away so they can, you know, like, observe.
But they're basically being polite.
Being polite, but it's kind of weird the first time it happened, you know.
Now, you guys were saying there's a new Night Ranger album come out. Who did most of the writing on this one?
Well, Brad stepped up to the plate a lot more on this record, which was really great. There's a lot of great songs that he brought to the table, like Drama Queen was one song that we were doing in the set, and he just, you know, he came with a lot of great ideas, and so we jumped on it. But everybody wrote on the album. Everybody did. So.
You guys don't happen to have a promo copy on you, do you?
That'd be nice.
Actually, we don't.
It was a shot.
That's right.
But that'll be out in January.
That's cool. Was there a particular key event or something that took place that put Night Ranger on the map?
Yes, the release of Sister Christian.
That got it, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, when we first came out, we started out touring with people like Black Sabbath and ZZ Top and Cheap Trick, and we were touring all over in 83, and that's when we released Don't Tell Me You Love Me, and of course MTV was kicking butt then.
Yes.
We got a lot of airplay, so we got a lot of video exposure and radio exposure.
Yeah, that was one of the things. That was key, too, is the video thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people saw a face behind the...
Because we serviced them with a video when they only had like maybe 15.
That's when it just started.
Yes.
We got seen a lot in 1983, a whole lot. And then the next year when we released our second album.
Yeah, then we did Rockin' America, and that did well. And then we started being like middle bill on three-act shows and stuff. Then we released Sister Christian, became a huge radio hit, a huge MTV video hit. And all of a sudden, they put us on a headline tour, and we started headlining. We saw our audiences get bigger and bigger. Then we pulled into La Crosse, Wisconsin in 1984. I remember pulling into our bus, came to the venue, was a 7,000 or 8,000 seater, and on our marquee said Night Ranger sold out, and we were just elated.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, our first sold out headline show ever.
But that's got to feel like heaven. That's better than being second on a bill and playing to 20, ain't it?
Well, because you do your full show, your hour and a half,
and all your music,
you don't get your 45 or hour. You know, you're not, you know, playing in front of the headliner set. You get your own set. So we designed all these ramps and cool, you know, backdrops and stuff, and had pyro. We had it all.
We brought some of our retro backdrops from 1985 with us, and we have them out there too.
Yeah, we saw one of them out there when we walked in.
Yeah, I mean, that's like
I said, man, that looks like straight mid-80s, man.
That's exactly. Yeah,
definitely vintage.
Because people wanted to, wanted to see T-shirts like that, and we said, "Well, let's bring out some of our old stuff again." You know,
I've actually seen some of the T-shirts with that logo on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great.
Right,
cool.
Was there a particular person, or what was the reason that each of you got started playing music?
I was 8 years old, and the Beatles came out, and I was all into that. And when my dad asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said, actually, a drum set. So when I was 7.5 years old, I got a drum set. And I kicked that around for about 6 months. And my mom and dad would go, "No more!" So on my 8th birthday, my dad took me, he was in the Navy, took me to the Naval Air Station Commissary, where they have everything. He bought me a K guitar and a K amplifier, which back then was $75 a piece, which was a lot of money back in a long time ago. So
19, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So the thing was, you got to take lessons. So I took lessons for 6 months, and then I was actually, I didn't like playing Mary Had a Little Lamb anymore. So my friend and my brothers came in, and he taught me some guitar chords. I started learning lead, and then I got into my first band when I was 10 years old. When I was 10 years old, called the Invaders, and then I did the talent show when I was in 8th grade.
Oh, wow.
I sang and played Gloria.
Definitely.
And I'll never forget, because we got a major applause, and the chicks were screaming. I said, well, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I want to do.
We were going to ask you guys that.
Yeah.
Was there some really wonderful reason you guys got into a band, or was it strictly about women?
Well, I mean,
women.
That's the main reason.
I ended up about the Beatles. When I saw the Beatles and being chased by women, they were girls.
You wanted to be chased.
I was like, man, don't run too fast. Why don't you slow down a little bit? Let them catch up. But it was the same kind of thing when I saw the Beatles and when I saw the Rolling Stones, and bands like that back in the 60s. And then, of course, Hendrix and the Cream. And it was just like, really? That was it. I knew what I wanted to do. And also, there was some singing drummers along the way that I was really impressed with. I always wanted to sing. So I always kept that going. Whenever any band I was in, I always sang. So when I got in this band, Brad was already in a band called Rubicon in 1978.
With Jack Blades.
With Jack. And he called me up because he had seen me play with another band in the Bay Area, and I was singing lead, and they had lost their singing drummer. So he called me up because he was, I guess I was the only one that you'd known at that time. That was
wanted you.
Just wanted
you
to play.
You're the guy.
There you go.
Great. So he calls me up in L.A., and I just got to L.A. I thought, well, I'm going to, look for work or whatever, and I came right back up to the Bay Area.
And then we started doing a bunch of shows, and then that band broke up and morphed into
a band
called Stereo, actually. Stereo was kind of a fusion, new wave fusion band with a horn player, with the Jerry
Pop
Martini
influence.
And that didn't really work, so we ended up, Kelly, Jack, and I stayed together. Jack was roommates with Alan Fitzgerald. Fitz, our keyboard player, and Fitz had another guitar player friend named Jeff Watson. He thought, hey man, the five of us get together, do the two guitar player things, do two lead singers, and so we got together the first day. We wrote 6 songs the first day, and it was just great. Don't Tell Me You Love Me, all these great songs. We're on our first record. We knew it was going to happen, and at that time we were called Ranger, and we got our record deal. We started releasing our record. They printed 50,000 album jackets that said Ranger on it with our logo. Getting ready to release our first release, we opened Billboard magazine. There's a 2-page spread from some country band called The Rangers.
Oh, no.
Who had been around a 10-year anniversary of The Rangers.
20 years of country music.
Yes, that's not you.
And we were called Ranger. They were The Rangers. So Jack had wrote a song called Night Ranger on the record, and it just seemed the obvious choice to call the band Night Ranger.
That's great to know. To me, people, I know that story. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Man. Well, we wrote the song Night Ranger about some character that was around. It was Eddie. From Eddie's Coming Out Tonight was another song on the record. And there was this character around around town that we saw. And so both of those songs are kind of influenced by this guy that we never actually really saw very much, but we knew he was like the guy, the main street guy, you know, that was there in San Francisco.
Absolutely. Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing we always try to ask anybody we're interviewing. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen from the stage or occurred on stage?
I have one story. The first first time when we left the country to go play in Puerto Rico, and this is when we were just on our first album still, but we were very popular in Puerto Rico, and we went over to play 10,000 seat Coliseum in San Juan. And the craziest thing I ever saw was when we went to go on stage and the tour manager, and we had to sneak under the bleachers and come up to the stage and sneak up there. He goes, "Now, guys, don't freak out, because when the lights come down, something really serious is going to happen, and I don't want you to freak out." And we said, "What is it? We got to know." Yeah. And he said, "They start letting off cherry bombs and fireworks all over the place. Everything goes crazy. The house lights come down, and they start setting off cherry bombs." He says, "But they told me that nothing will land up on stage." We're like, "Oh, yeah, right. So he says, "Okay, lights." And he goes, "Go!" And he just sent us out there, and it was just all these fireworks. Yeah. But nothing ever landed on stage. But to watch that audience setting off fireworks in front of us, 10,000 people in this closed thing, to me, that was the craziest thing that ever happened to us while we were
pretty
on stage.
Wild. Pretty wild.
Go ahead, Brad.
Come on, Brad. You got to have one.
Well, you know, when I was playing with Ozzy back in 82, and Night Ranger was trying to get a record deal, I was... that's when he had the old incidents with all the, you know, bats and doves and all that stuff. So when I was playing on stage with Ozzy, people would try to sneak in little animals and throw them on stage. Right?
Oh, I bet they did.
Because, and, you know,
that's good.
And
they
throw up like dead rats and bats and all these things. But one time, somebody snuck in a snake, a real snake. But it wasn't alive. It was dead.
Okay. Alice Cooper fan.
And the guy threw it up on stage and it wrapped around Ozzy's neck. And he'd, threw it down. Off the show. Like,
oh, my gosh.
You know, that was pretty wild.
Last question. Tell us what you're each most thankful for.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm thankful for starting music when I was 8 years old, and now I'm a lot older, I'll say. And I'm still making a living doing music all my life, man. Never had to get a regular day job, except I was a salad bar man when I was 18. But, you know, I've always had a band, and after high school, I had, you know, one little job for a little while, but then I got a club bands, and then Rubicon, and Night Ranger, and Ozzy, all this stuff. I was always able to do music. And then with Night Ranger, we kind of had our downtime, and I started doing music for ESPN and Fox Sports. So I've always been able to do music. Wow. I get up in the morning, turn on my computer, I do music. And I'm very fortunate to do that at my age and make a living all my life playing music.
I have to say that we're so blessed to be able to start out in music and end up in music, too. So I just think that if you have some sort of talent that way, I mean, you just
stick
have to follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just follow it and stay with it. Because it's feast or famine, it's a roller coaster, but you just have to deal with it. It's like life. So I think that if you have a positive attitude, I think that's probably the thing to be thankful for.
Good advice, yeah.
Keep that going.
And we're very lucky to be in the same band for so many years.
25 years.
Yes. Some bands, you know, I mean, the average lifespan of a band is one record, two records at the most, 3 to 5 years, right?
Yeah.
You know, we broke up for a couple of years, got back together, we're still together, we're still doing records, we're on tour right now.
Still having fun,
releasing,
you know?
New records.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You
know,
it's still fun, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
fun. You'll see it.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the show. We can't wait. Big, big fans.
Sounds great, man. Looking forward.
Thanks, sir.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
We got to, again, thank the Wild Horse guys. It is a great place to come see a show. Mike Davis and your crew, y'all are wonderful. We really appreciate it. I mean, the shows that you've got coming are just fantastic. We appreciate everything you do for us. And, guys, the Wild Horse rocks. There's no doubt about it.
Real quick, we'd like to thank all the Night Ranger crew. They were all wonderful, very friendly, and very helpful.
Yes, sir. Everybody with the band, everybody behind the scenes, everybody just rolled out the carpet for us. And we thank you. We appreciate that. What a wonderful time. What a great time tonight. The Wild Horse Saloon. You can't ask for a better venue to play at. Well, let's listen and see what Mike says about who else is coming to the Wild Horse Saloon. I mean, he has all kinds of genres of music. Let's listen.
Look who's coming down here.
Hey, man.
Nothing but a party, man.
You know, Blaze is coming back with Tommy Shaw December 8th.
He told us to come back.
Did you guys see Lee from Eddie Money out there?
No.
No.
Let's find him in the back. I should have grabbed him. I've got to see Gunnar Nelson and Mark Slaughter down here. Did you see those guys?
I thought I saw Mark. Yeah.
Gunnar
Nelson.
Did. Sly Stone. Right. Enough Sly and the Family Stone without Sly. Basie and Rollers.
Whoa.
S-A-T-U-R-D-N.
All right. Come on.
Gunnar and Matthew Nelson and Brady Bunch. What's the guy from the Brady Bunch?
Barry Williams.
Thank you. He's going to be here.
Yep.
Rex Smith.
Rex Smith?
No way.
But what's he going to do here? Is he going to do...
He's going to sing. He's going to
sing.
Leonard Ronstadt's going to be with him. No.
Sing Pirates of Penzance.
No,
yeah.
Rock. Rex got his own stuff. He did a Vegas show for many, many years. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Leif Garrett. Tanya Tucker, the 21st of December.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We love Tanya.
Chris Cornell, November 14th.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus, the 24th. Ricochet, the 23rd.
Ricochet.
They do a great job. Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
Oh, cool, man.
Amy Winehouse, the 21st of February. Bob Jones, March 8th. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits, July 15th. Peter Frampton.
Good, we don't have to go 40 miles south of Atlanta.
Eddie Money's coming back for a return visit.
How did he do the first time?
They're fantastic. The drummer was down there tonight talking about how much fun they had. And looking forward to the best one they played all year. And Kenny Loggins coming back again. I'll go grab Mark and Gunnar. I'll be right back.
All right,
okay,
man.
Cool deal, man.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us, and thank you for everybody voting for us on Podcast Alley. Get on our website, concertblast.com. Right-hand side has a vote link. Get on there and vote for us.
Absolutely, man. Don't forget about us, because we really need your votes, you know. Sure. Come to the website. Rock on.
Check out the pictures.
So, anyway, for Concert Blast, signing off, this is Tom.
And this is Brian.
And this is Mike. So long, everybody.
See ya.
Woo. So much.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.